Perennialplate.com could give you itchy feet and wanderlust really fast, at least if you're curious about food. Perennial Plate's creator, Chef Daniel Klein, finds his way into home kitchens, onto farms and fishing boats. He and his partner, Mira Fine, who stands behind the camera, have a goal: 12 countries in depth in 18 months. Well, they're just back from Sri Lanka. Daniel, Mira, good to have you back with us.
Great to be here.
So tell me about Sri Lanka, because I was looking at some of the notes on your site, and you talked about a family that has a coconut plantation.
Yeah. One of the really interesting things about the people in Sri Lanka is that for them, the coconut is really a source of life. Not only because it is an ingredient that is found in most Sri Lankan foods, but also because the coconut tree in itself, from the trunk to the leaves to the actual nut, is used in non-food elements of their life as well. So when we landed in Sri Lanka, we wanted to set out to discover all the uses of the coconut. And we found a family who lived and owned a coconut plantation.
So how, coconut palms are, they're huge. I mean, they're like skyscrapers. How do they work, these trees?
Yeah, it's crazy. They free climb up this 100-foot coconut tree. And
I tried to climb up the coconut tree, by the way. I got about 3 feet.
So there is two ways that we saw how to climb a coconut tree. And one is interesting because they cut chunks of the coconut and tie it around the tree with rope made from fibers from the coconut that are spun. And uh-huh. They tie these at intervals up the coconut trunk.
So like a ladder.
So like a ladder, yeah.
Yeah,
like
a man-made ladder. And this guy
will...
A very scary ladder. This guy will climb up using no nets or, you know, safety rope to the top of the tree to tap for toddy, which is a type of alcohol that comes from the sap of a coconut tree.
It's like a coconut wine.
Ah, and it's at the top of the tree where it has to be done.
Yep, it's at the top of the tree where, you know, a shoot comes out that eventually turns into a flower that eventually will produce the nut. And before that flower comes out, they cut the bud.
Right.
And then they'll tie it off with a string that's made from, or more of a strap that's made from the actual coconut so that it can collect the sap. And then after 3 weeks, they go back up again and collect all the sap in a pot. And then they travel from one tree to the next. They tightrope walk from the top of one coconut tree to the next.
How tall are these trees?
These ones were at least 100 feet.
They're really tall.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We put a camera on the guy's head for our videos, so you can see him scaling this tree and then walking across.
And they pray to the tree before they climb up because they realize how dangerous it is. And they know that, you know, they're lucky to be safe on each of these trees. They go from one tree to the next to collect all the sap. And then they finally come down with what is known as sweet toddy because it has not yet been fermented.
Or it's fermented like it's at about 1% alcohol at that point. So just overnight with the heat, it's already started to gain that fermentation. And then by that evening, it will have gone up to like 3 or 4% alcohol.
But not fermented enough to be called toddy.
Right.
Yeah. And the sweet toddy is amazing. We got to try it. It looks like, it kind of looks like lemonade in color.
Right.
And it tastes like sweet kombucha mixed
coconut
with
kombucha
coconut.
Kind of. Yeah,
like yeah.
A little bit effervescent. It's like, I was shocked. It was alive with crazy flavor and coconut sweetness. It's really delicious. But also, it had a lot of bees in it and different things. So
you want to filter it. So are they marketing this?
They are selling really every part of the coconut. They're selling the toddy to a toddy producer. They're selling their husks to a rope producer. They're selling the oil to an oil producer. And then they use the coconuts for their own cooking and also to build huts and things like that.
Every part of that plant figures into their lives in some way, right?
Yeah, even...
Every part. I mean, they... So their kitchen is outside of their house. It's in the backyard. And it's a makeshift hut that is made almost entirely from the coconut tree. So the structure is made out of beams that were made out of the trunk.
Right.
The roof is made from the coconut tree leaves that were woven and dried.
Uh-huh.
And the open fire, the firewood came from the coconut trees.
And as far as the food goes, I mean, we know about coconut milk. We know about shredded coconut. What other ways are they used?
Those are the primary uses that they use for it, but they use them in many different ways. So coconut milk is used in just about every single dish. One of the staples of Sri Lanka is sambal, so which is shredded coconut, and they grind it over a mortar and pestle. So onions, chili, sometimes dried fish or shrimp, and shredded coconut.
It's and amazing. Shallots.
Yeah, and they served it to us for breakfast with coconut rice. So they cook rice, and then they pour in a little coconut milk at the end, let it sit, and then serve it up.
Yeah, and then in true island style, they made a coconut roti, you know, which is like naan bread, but a little bit more dense and round. Yeah. And they made that by mixing flour with shaved coconut, make it into a patty, and then placing it on a huge leaf that they put on top of a hot plate and then cooked it that way.
And then, of course, there's the coconut water, which has become popular, you know, like you buy it here in a little container. Yeah. But there, everywhere along the road, everyone is selling king coconuts just to crack open and drink. So I made it a point to have at least a coconut every day in Sri Lanka. And then they crack it open, they cut off a little piece and make a spoon out of the side of the coconut, and then you scoop out the inside and have this.
That's like pudding.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
Thanks for having us.
Chef Daniel Klein is creator of theperennialplate.com. Mira Fine handles the camera. For more information on their travels, go to the website splendidtable.org.